Dr. Stefan Duma is the Harry C. Wyatt Professor and head Virginia Tech Wake Forest University School of Biomedical Engineering and Sciences. It is his study that was featured in Outside the Lines, and Dr. Duma joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dr. Duma, thanks so much for doing this. A fascinating study, and I guess my first question is, what was the response from the equipment manufacturers? Because like a lot of parents, like a lot of players, look, I understand there are risks playing hockey. I understand I can never be completely safe and you know, prevented from having a concussion. But I assumed they were safer than what your study appears to show.
Right. Well, I think one important distinction is that the current standards are focused on skull fracture and serious brain injury. And to that extent, they all do a very good job. They pass the standards. But what we're looking at is the next level, which is concussion. So the mild brain injury that's really become the focus of sports now. And that's where we're seeing the opportunity for improvement in the helmets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of us would just assume that the equipment manufacturers, Dr. Duma, would look at this and go, okay, well, let's not back to the drawing board, but you know, let's see what we can do about it. Is it your sense that this study is going to be taken seriously?
I think so. We've spent the past 3 years developing this system. We've spent about the past year working with manufacturers, so they're well aware of what we're doing. We've had open meetings here at Virginia Tech, and we've showed our equipment, showed our process. And I do think the manufacturers are going to take this, which is a new system, and use it to design their next generation helmets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw with football. When we first released our ratings in 2011, you know, there was only one five-star helmet. Now there's 12 five-star helmets by all the major manufacturers. So we're hopeful that in a very quick time frame, we'll see the four- and five-star ratings be populated with a range of helmet options for people to buy.
Were you surprised by this result?
Personally, I was not surprised. If you look at the helmets, they're basically what you would call a small offset. So there's simply not that much padding, and you can only do so much in a limited amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most people that have tested helmets and understand how you manage the energy are very understanding that this is sort of how they would come out.
In conversation with Dr. Stefan Duma, he is the Harry C. Wyatt Professor and head Virginia Tech Wake Forest University School of Biomedical Engineering and Sciences. Dr. Duma, what is your what do you think is the maximum? I don't want to say maximum amount of protection. I don't know if you could measure that, but what is the minimum we should expect? Not in terms of star rating, but the minimum we should expect from hockey helmets, bike helmets, football helmets. I mean, I know they're different sports and they're different pastimes and all that, but what is the minimum we as parents should expect that we are getting when we purchase one of those helmets?
Well, the minimum is going to be protection against skull fractures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's historically what the standards have been focused on. And quite honestly, they've done a very good job at that. You know, you don't really see skull fractures. You don't see traumatic brain injury like you used to see 30 years ago. So that's where the organizations have done good. And I think as a minimum, that's what you're getting when you buy a helmet.
Currently, go ahead. Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say currently, you know, the concussion injury has become very, very much the focus. And if you want to prevent some of those, now we're never going to prevent all of them, but if you want to reduce your risk, you need to lower head acceleration, and that's what you're going to see if you have a four- and a five-star helmet. Those helmets are going to really lower the head acceleration for the same given impacts.
As far as you know, have there been similar studies done in Canada on this scale?
Not the way we're doing it, but certainly at the University of Ottawa, Blaine Hushizaki mm-hmm. has done a lot of very good work with helmets, and We actually reference a lot of his papers. And his papers, which are formulated a little differently, basically show the same thing that we're showing, which is all the hockey helmets generally perform the same level. And there is room for improvement in terms of reducing acceleration.
One of the things I really found interesting here is this study, and this is why I tend to put a lot into it, a lot of credence into it. There was no funding from hockey equipment manufacturers for this study, and quite often we know that the equipment manufacturers will fund studies. Is there any chance, do you think, that they will come on board now with you and maybe, instead of taking this as a slap in the face, look at it as an opportunity to perhaps improve their product?
I think that's going to happen. And we are very careful to include the manufacturers in this process. I mentioned we had meetings.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been here. They know how we're testing. And I know that they're making newer products to perform well. I think you're going to see the same thing that we saw with football.
Right.
You're going to see a few companies adapt to it very quickly. And it's going to be a way for them to capture market share. If you can come out with a high-performing helmet, people are going to want to buy it.
Sure.
And I think that's going to help drive hockey sales, just as we saw with football. And now you have basically everyone making five-star helmets, much like the auto safety analogy. You know, Ford doesn't come out and make a two-star car because no one's going to buy it.
How much of an issue do you think in, I'm going to say in the past, maybe the past 10 years, but the merging or the combining of different equipment companies, especially in hockey. I mean, I grew up in an era where there seemed to be 5, 6, 7 different equipment manufacturers. Well, now there's a lot of them are under the same umbrella. There's different brand names, but there seems to have been a centralization that has occurred. Has that been a good or bad thing in general for equipment safety? The fact that there has been this almost conglomeration of equipment.
I'm not really sure what effect that's had. It's similar in football. You only have basically a few major manufacturers. But in general, just regardless of the company, the offset, the size of the helmet, and the protection, they're all pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few that are different and a few that, you know, work their way up and do better in our ratings now. But the bulk of the helmets all perform basically the same.